Today's daf is Sanhedrin at Sadi Beis, and we'll pick it up three lines from the bottom on Sadi Aleph Amud Beis. Om Rav Yehuda Omer Rav. Kol amonei halach mipi talmid ki'ilu gozlo minachlas avoysav. So anybody who withholds halacha from a kid who wants to learn, it's he's robbing him from his nachlas inheritance. Shneemar pasuka from Simchas Torah, Torah Tzivalon Moshe Marsha ki'ilus Yaakov Marsha hi lechol Yisrael misheishes meibreishes. So this is the inheritance of the Klal Yisrael since the beginning, since sheishes meibreishes. Om Rav Chana bar Bizna Om Rav Shimon Chasido, kol hamenein halacha mi pi haTalmud. Any who holds back halacha from a Talmud, afilu ubarin shemei imo mekalin oisos. So even an ubar, even the fetuses in the mother's womb, they curse him. Shneamar monei bar. Yik buhu la'oim, the one who holds back bar, the people will curse him. Ve'ein la'om ela ubarin, and la'om is another expression for a bar. Shneamar by Esav, ula'oim mila'om ye'amatz. Ve'ein koba ela klal, that's an expression of a curse. Shneamar ma'ekov lo kabo el. Who could I curse if Hashem is not cursing them? Ve'ein bar ela tar, and bar is an expression of tar. Shneamar nashku bar pen ye'enof. So, in this, the Cheshuke Chemed has two very interesting tshuvas. Rav Zilberstein brings down, first of all, what would the halacha be if a father could not pay the yeshiva tuition? The Menahe wants to know if he's allowed to expel the child, to send him out of yeshiva. So, can he kick the kid out? So, he says no. You can't do that based on, but he quotes our Gemara. And if you are holding back, kol hamenei halach mipi talmud, right? You can't do this. So what you do? You should accept the kid. And he ends off and says, "V'yal hamelame lifnos lebeis din." Take the father to beis din. V'heim yachufu oiso bedrachim mishalhem. The beis din will be able to get the father to do it. That's not your asik. Your job is to teach the Torah, and the beis din will force the father to do what he needs to do to pay the kid's tuition. And the next tshuva he has, on the same concept, fascinating case. Hamelamed Omer La'av. So the Rebbe says to the father, Binchot Sorich Reish Tes Lamed Yud Nun Ritalin. Your kid needs to take Ritalin. Uvasof is Barish Hamelamed Sorich Zois. And the end, it comes out that the Rebbe was the one who actually needed it. What's the case? The Rebbe says to the father, I can't teach your kid anymore. He's wild. He's all over the place. He needs to take Ritalin. And the father says, I can't afford it. He says, I don't want my kid to be embarrassed by taking the Ritalin every day. So the Rebbe says, no problem. In the morning, I'll ask the kid to go to the teacher's room and make me a cup of coffee. And there in the closet, we'll keep the Ritalin. He'll go and he'll take it privately and he'll take the medicine. He'll be able to function in class and no one will know any about it. So the father is masking. The father buys the Ritalin and that's the arrangement they have. And a month goes by, and l'acher chodesh shal ha'aves bino ich bekita. How's it going in class? So the kid says, it's going great. And then what turns out is as follows, a little interesting twist. What was going on, the kid wasn't taking the Ritalin. The kid was putting the Ritalin in the Rebbe's coffee. The Rebbe was the one who needed the Ritalin. So now the Shiloh was asked Reb Zilberstein, so does the Rebbe who needed to take the Ritalin, does he have to pay back the father for the medicine, right? But the interesting part was that it was not the din in the kid, it was the din in the Rebbe. Okay, continues the Gemara. Ula bar Yishmael oimer minakvin oso kikvora. So they knock like a make holes in it like a sieve. Kosev hocha yikvuhu la'om. The who hold back the bar, the people will yikvuhu. V'ksiv hosam, and it says malachim beis va'yikov chor bedalto. To make a hole in a lid. For Omer Abaye ki uchla de katsre. It's like the laundry person is his tools that is used for putting the sprinkling the water on the garments. Ve'im limdo maschara. But if the Rebbe, someone teaches the kid halacha and doesn't hold back, so maschara, what's the reward going to be? Omer Rava, Omer Sheishes zoiche de brachos ki Yosef. He'll get brachos just like Yosef. Shenemar brach. Right? He'll get blessings will be on the head of the one who provides the mashbir. Right? The Mishnah has a teaching that Yosef looked to the outside world, that he was mashbir, he was the provider for everybody, he's sustaining the whole world, but really he was broken. Same word, shin beis reish, that inside, which is very fitting for the Mishnah, because we know he himself externally was one who displayed malchus, royalty, a fancy white carriage, fancy boots, but the Hasidim say over that by the boots of the Rebbe, even though they were gold on the outside, there was no soles on the bottom of this, so his feet were really walking on the cold ice. That's the idea of Yosef, that to the outside world he looked like the mashbir. Really, he was shover, he was broken. Ve'ein mashbir el Yosef. Yosef is the mashbir. Shenemar v'Yosef hu hashalit al ha'aretz hu hamashbir lechol am ha'aretz. He was the one who provided for everybody. Omer of Sheshis, kolam lami Torah ba'olam hazeh. Anybody who teaches Torah in this world, zoyche l'malam do l'olam habo, he will be zoche to teach it in the world to come. Shenemar, umar vegam hu yoreb, that he will be satisfied sufficiently, Yoreb, with himself. So it's, if you change the word marve, the mem resh vav hey, it looks like the word more, right? To be teaching, so then you'll be Yoreb, you'll be teaching in the future as well. The Ben Yehoyada speaks out, what was the Hav? I mean, you might have thought that if you're teaching others instead of learning for yourself, then you're going to lose out. So the Gemara is explaining, no, you don't lose by teaching others. In fact, the Rav Moshe said that just like one person gives Meiser with their money, one should also give Meiser with their time, and they should spend 10% of their time teaching others who know less than they do. Okay, continuing now back to Tchias HaMesim. Omarov, minayin l'tchias HaMesim in the Torah, where is it from? Shneemar, yichi Reuven v'al yomus. Okay, very, very fresh in our minds. Let Reuven live and don't let him die. Yichi Reuven v'olam hazeh v'al yomus l'olam habo. Let him live in this world and not die in the next world. Ravina Omer Mehocha comes from here. V'rabim miyishene admas ofar yakitsu eilechai olam ve'ele charofos l'diri on olam. So everyone's going to awaken. Some will have an everlasting life, and others will be disgraced forever. Rav Ashi Omer Mehocha comes from here. Va'ata leich lekitz v'sanuach v'sa'amoy legoral legoral cho lekitz hayomim. Pasuk in Daniel, that you will go up in your goral, your inheritance, you will get your portion, I guess, at the kitz hayom, at the end of days. Omer Belozer kol Parnes Shemaniges Hatzibur Benachas, any leader who helps the Tzibur Benachas patiently, Zoiche Umanhigam L'Olam Habo, he'll be a manig in Olam Habo as well. Shnemar Kimerachamam Yinahagim V'Yam Bu'e Mayim Yinahaleim, that he had compassion on them, by the springs of water he's going to guide them. So just like he did in this world, he'll do it also in Olam Habo. Va'omra bi Elazar gedola dea shenitna ben shtei osios shenemar ki kil deos Hashem. So how great is knowledge, dea, because it was given through to osios. So osios here, the Gemara has explained that it means the names of Hashem. The Ben Yehoyada explains that it's osios means letters that come from Hashem's name. The lamed from the name Kael, and the yud from the Shem Havaya. Li. Omer Rabbi Elazar, Godol Mikdash, Shenitam Bein Shtei Osios. Great is the base of Mikdash, it was given between two letters, two names of Hashem, Shneemar, Pa'alta Hashem Mikdash Hashem Konnu Yodecho. Maskifla Revada Kachino El Meato. If that's what you're saying, that's a special significance, so let's plug it in. Gedola Nekoma. How great is revenge? Shenitna Bein Shtei Osios. That's also used between two of Hashem's names. Dechsiv, Kiel Nekomos Hashem, Kiel Nekomos Hofia. Right? Hashem is the God of vengeance. He's going to shine forth. So Amalei, the mills say, yeah, in that context, talking about it makes sense. Kidu Ula, like, goes according to the teaching of Ula. What did Ula say? Da Omer Ula Shtei Hofa'ios Halalu. These two expressions of appearances, Lama. What are they two? So Achas Laminas Tova. One of them is for Hashem's attribute of good, which Hashem appeared at Har Sinai, for Achas Laminas Puranos, and one for the punishment which Hashem is going to take out on those who oppress the Klal Yisrael. Va'amar Rabbi Elazar, ka'adam sheyesh bodeya ki'ilu nivne beis hamikdash b'yomav. Anyone who has knowledge, das, it's as if the beis hamikdash was built in his lifetime. Shezeni tambein shtei osios, v'zeni tambein shtei osios. Because both the beis hamikdash and das are given between two names of Hashem, so there's a deeper connection between them as well. If anybody who has das, in the end he's going to become wealthy. Shneemar uvedas chardorim yimalu kolhoin yokar vinoim. By knowledge, all the chambers are going to be filled with preciousness and riches. Omer Rabbi Elazar, kol adam she'ein bodeya, anybody who doesn't have das, knowledge, osur l'rachim alav, you cannot have rachmonos on him. Shneemar ki lo am binos hu al kein lo yirachamenu osehu v'yotzro lo yichunenu. So if a person doesn't have any das, so then Hashem won't have any rachmonos on him, right? So then if Hashem's not going to have rachmonos on us, then we shouldn't do it either. So the Megalis Hayam gives a mashal for, let's say, a person really wanted something, but the doctors say that it's harmful for you. I don't know, a person really wants orange juice, but the doctor says, no, on your diet, for your particular condition, if you drink orange juice, it's very harmful for you. So no father is going to give his kid orange juice if he knows that it's going to harm them. So to have rachmanas, it seems like it is, you're giving... You're giving somebody an object they're asking for. Hey, I'm being a nice guy. I'm having rachmanis on the person, but really, it's harming them. You know, you can maybe a different example would be like someone if comes asking you for money and you can smell the alcohol on their breath. So you know, if you give the guy $5, he's gonna go buy some beer with it. So what could you do? You want to help the person out, but you want to help them out in a way that's going to be latiferous. It's going to help the person and not harm them, because the person doesn't have enough das to understand they need food. They don't need alcohol. So you could buy them. You could buy them a sandwich. You could buy them a cup of coffee. You could use the money to help them, but to give them directly, but not to have rachmanis. What you feel looks like a rachmanis, and in fact, it's really harming them. Rabbi Yaakov Meir Schechter, Shlita, has an idea with, he connects us to the idea of the Yetzer Hara and the Yetzer Tov, that it looks like a cruelty, but it's really a rachmanis, and it can look like a rachmanis, but it's really a cruelty. If a person gives into the Yetzer Hara, so really it looks like a rachmanis, you know, I'm giving in a little bit, taivas, whatever it is, I'm having rachmanis on myself, but really that's a cruelty because you're harming yourself. And the opposite, when a person listens to the Yetzer Tov and withholds themselves from most from certain types of luxuries and tithes, so then it looks like you're being cruel. You're being cruel, you're not giving in to yourself. But really, that's the ultimate rachmanis that you're having on yourself, but that only comes through a person who has deya, who has this knowledge, understands what it's all about. Okay, continues. Va'al Rebbe Lazar, kalanosim pito l'mish ein bodeya. Anybody who gives bread to someone who doesn't have deya, yisurin bo'en olav. So yisurin are going to come to him, shenemar, lachmecha yisimu mozor tachtecho, that there'll be those who eat your bread will put mazur under you, and there'll be no tavuna, no understanding. Mazur is another expression for yisurim. Shneemar v'yar Ephraim es chel yo v'Yehuda es mazoro. Ephraim saw sickness and Yehuda saw the wound, mazoro, pasuk in Hosea. So this is indicating the person who gives the bread to someone who doesn't have any das, they're ultimately going to fall sick. Va'amar Rebbe Elazar, kol adam she'ein bodeya l'sof gola. They're going to have golas. Shneemar l'chein gola I ami mibli das. My people were exiled. They lacked das. Va'amar Rebbe Elazar, kol bayis she'ein divrei Torah nishmoim bo b'layla ish ochlato. Any home where there's no divrei Torah being heard at night, a fire will consume it. Shneemar kol choshech tamun litzfunav ta'achlehu eish lo nupach yera suri ba'halo. The darkness is laid up for the treasures. The fire is not being flamed up to consume him. He's going to go with Sarid in his tent. Poskin Iyub. Ve'in Sarid Ella Talmud Chacham. That's an expression for Talmud Chacham. Shneemar uvesiridim asher Hashem korei. The Siridim Hashem calls out. So a home that's dark at night and there's no divrei Torah that are being heard, it's going to be consumed by a type of fire which doesn't need to be, you know, fanned up. That's like the fire of Gehenna. The Gra learns that this is an idea from Moshe Rabbeinu, Then Moshe, who received the Torah, how did he know he was on Har Sinai? He doesn't know when it's day and night. So during the daytime, Moshe learned the Torah Shebichsav. And during the nighttime, Moshe learned Torah Shebapeh. He was going through that. So that's the idea of learning at night. The Marsha is interesting. Pshat says that it's, you know, why is it at night? Because during the daytime, there's a lot going outside in the streets. So a person can't necessarily hear what's going on inside a house. But in his time already in Poland, so at nighttime, everything was quieted down. So then, even people learning during the day, you wouldn't hear it. But now at nighttime, then everyone's going to, you're going to hear it. So if there wasn't the sound of the Torah, that's obviously they weren't learning in the nighttime. As well, for Amr Belozer, Kol she'ei mehane talmidei chachamim minechosav ein rosim bracha la'olam. Anybody who doesn't help talmidei chachamim with his property, with his possessions, won't see a simin bracha. Shne'emar ein sar ba'ochlo al kein lo yochil tuvok. Ein sar de la talmid chacham. Shne'emar v'sridim asher Hashem kore. Va'omer Rabbi Lazar, Kol she'ei mishayir pas al shulchano, ein rosh simin bracha la'olam. Person doesn't leave pas on their bread. I'm sorry, pas is bread. Pas on their table. Won't see a simin bracha. Shne'emar ein sri la'ochlo al kein lo yochil tuvo. That this idea of having the pas. So Rashi speaks out this idea. It's on the right side, four lines. Kol she'enu from the bottom. Bishar pisisin shetzorich lishar k'dichsiv ocho v'hoiser. You have to leave over something for them. That when Elisha said, right? Elisha said that the people should eat and give over. That was a little bit more. That was the point. There's an important Mishnah Berurah. Vav Homer Rabbi Lazar Kol Mishar Pititim Al Shulchan Kiila Oved Avodah Zara. It's like an idolatry thing to leave it over, right? Shneemar VeOrchim LaGad Shulchan HaMamaleim Lemini Mimisoch. No, Lokar Shehad Ika Shleima BeHadei VeHad Leika Shleima BeHadei. So it's not a kasha. One, when is it a problem? When you're leaving over the full loaf, as there's other pieces, you know, with him. You have the small pieces and a whole loaf together, right? So that's like an avodah zarah thing. But, right, that's when you're when we say you're supposed to leave over bread on the table, that's when there wasn't any full loaf there already. The Mishnah Berurah I want to say over is in it's in Simon Kuf Pei, right? Dine perure hapas. So the Mechaber writes in Sif Beis, Kol mi she'ein mishayir pas al shulchano ein ro simin brach la'olam. That's based on our Gemara. Aval lo yavi pas shleima v'yedenu al hashulchan. Don't bring a complete loaf and put that on the shulchan. V'im osachin v'yedu this michse del shem avodas kochavimov. It's like you're doing for avodas zarah. Shne'emar ha'orchim legad shulchan. Right? It's our Gemara. The Mishnah Berurah says a beautiful idea here in Sifkat and Gimel, right? Kosev Hashla says the Shla, Deroy v'nachon shitin le'oni hatoyv shibishulchan. If an oni comes, you should give to him what the best that's on your table. Ubefrat specifically im hu oni choshev. Let's say he's a choshevah person who's unfortunately in a poor circumstances. By giving him, you know, the nicest thing, it shows you really want to do this. And I praise those communities that invite the yeshiva students to come and join them like one of the family at their table. So he gets two benefits to inviting bachrim yeshiva students there. He's giving, you know, the poor. Vigam, in the second aspect, mitzvah bedivrei Torah al shulchan. Now you're going to have divrei Torah on your table. Destam bocher kizeh on you. We assume that he's poor, he's not going to where to eat. Vigam yedavid bedivrei Torah al shulchan. Now he's going to share divrei Torah. He'll say over the sugi he's learning, he'll show you divrei Torah, something on the parsha. Uvavade ma shenechol al hashulchan shachris v'arvis nechshav kishnei tamidim. And then by having divrei Torah at your table, your meal in the morning, your meal in the evening, in the afternoon, that's like the korban tamid. Adkan Lashona Vahuva Beli Rahaba. A beautiful idea. He also quotes a Zohar. He quotes the Zohar in Sif Katan Dalid. B'shem HaZohar Kosu Shetov Laslois Kain Lechatchila, referring to the bread. on the table. Okay, back to the Gemara. Omar Rabbi Elazar, kol hamachlif b'diburo ke'ilu obed avodah zara. Anybody who is machlif, who switches their words, it's like you worship the idols. Ksiv hocha v'hayisa be'enav k'min satea. He seemed to be like one who was deceiving. Ksiv hosim, it says, hevel heima ma'ase tatu'im. They are the work of vanity. Omer Rebbe Lazar, kol mistakel be'erva. Anybody who looks at an erva, different pshatim, whether it means just thinking inappropriately, whether it means the erva of a woman, maybe the erva of a man, kashto nin eres. So then, literally means his bow is going to be emptied. He's going to be impotent, or he's going to lose parnosa. Shnemar erya seor kashtecha. Your bow has been stripped. Bear. Va'amar Rebbe Lazar va'olam havi kavil v'kayim. Really, a person should be literally dark, which means anonymous, and then you will be kayim. You will continue to live. You'll exist. Amar v'zeira afan anami tzedina. We learn like this in a Mishnah in the Goyim. Bayis ofel ein poischin lo chalonos lirois nigo. If you have a dark house, you don't open the windows so the light should come in to see whether or not it actually has negoyim or not, right? So this idea of darkness is a metaphor for humility, right? So you see that it could keep its status quo. So shma mino. Yeah, you learn from here the idea of not calling attention to yourself. Omer Rebbe Tavi, Omer Rebbe Yoshia, my dichsi was mean posak sho'ova otzer racham eretz lo sova maim. Right, there are three things that are never going to be satisfied. Shows the grave, right? The otzer racham, a barren womb, right, and the land. I didn't get water. So v'chima inyan shol eitzol rechem. What does a grave have to do with the rechem? So ella long melecha to teach you to connect it. Ma rechem machnis moitzi. Just like the rechem takes in and gives out a child. So af shol machnis moitzi. So too the grave will take in and will give out again by tachias amesim. The hello dvaram kavachomer, isn't this a simple kavachomer? Uma rechem shemachnisin bo b'chashoy when. Chashoy, we'll call it quietly when the child goes in. However, when the baby comes out, motzimi menu bekoli kolos. There's a lot of the baby's crying, the mommy's crying. So then, if that's true by the rechem, shol shemachnisim bo bekolos, when a person's going into the grave, so that people are crying and there's not noise there. So ain't it in shemotzimi menu bekoli kolos? So certainly, when they come out, there'll be koli kolos. Mikan shuvu la'omrim ain't chizamesim in a Torah. So here is a proof to those who say there's no concept of tchias amesim min hatorah. Tana de be Eliyahu. Tzadikim she'osit hakodesh baruch hu lahachiyosam einu choizun la'ofron. The tzadikim who are going to come back to life will not return to offer. Shneemar v'haya nishar b'tzion v'hanoisa b'yushalayim kodesh yemar lo kol hakosuv l'chayim b'yushalayim. So when those who are in Tzion in Yushalayim will be called holy, so they will be written for life. Ma kodesh la'olam kayim, just like a kodesh baruch who exists forever, afheim la'olam kayamim. So too, these tzadikim will last forever. It's interesting, my friend and colleague, Rabbi Dr. Alan J. Uter, has a bakias in Semitic languages, and he pointed out to me once that in Ugaritic, the language, so the shorish of kuf dalid shin, right? We say kadosh. So in Ugaritic, it means that which does not decay, which makes a lot of sense. In an ancient time, when they're trying to explain Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, there was no preservatives back then, maybe salt, but there was no way of thinking, so something that's kosher, something which does not decay. So that works very well with our Gemara, that says that the idea of will be Mekayim forever, that is the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, Amen Beis, Ve'im Toimer, if you're going to ask, Oh, Sanshanim, She'asid HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lechadesh Behen Es Olamo, right? In those years, Hashem is going to bring these mechadish to the world. Shnema v'nizgav Hashem levada b'yoyimahu. Hashem will be by himself. Tzadikim mahino. Since where the tzadikim going to be? Sakosh baruch hu oyselahem k'nafayim k'nisharim. He's going to make for them wings like nesher. V'shotin al pnei hamayim. They're going to fly over the water. Shnemar al kain lo nira behamir eretz uvamoit harim belev yamim. V'shem etoymer maybe you say yesh lahem tsar. There's going to be a pain for. There's going to be suffering for flying around for so long. Satam alom or v'koyve Hashem yachlifu koach. Right, those who wait for Hashem, He's going to replace their strength. Yalu eiver kinesharim yarutzu v'lo yagiu yelchu v'lo yafu. They're going to have their wings like the eagles. They're going to run. They're not going to tire it out. They're going to walk, and they won't become weary. So let's learn this out from the famous Navi Yechezkel, where he brings back the dry bones. So one second. He holds Be'emis Moshel Haya, that really the whole thing with Yechezkel was a Moshel, so you can't necessarily learn from that source to Tchias HaMeisim. Ditanya, as we learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Mesim she'echiyah Yechezkel omdu al raglehim v'omru shira v'mesu. Those dead people that Yechezkel brought back stood up, said shira, and then they died. Mashira omru, so what was the shira? Hashem meimis betzedek u'mechaye berachmim. Hashem kills with tzedek and He causes life with rachmim. Rabbi Yeshua oimer shira zu omru Hashem meimis u'mechaye morid sho'o v'ya'o. Rabbi Yehuda oimer emes moshel haye. Right, so Rabbi Yehuda says that Yechezkel's whole thing was right. It is a moshel. So omru Rabbi Nechemia, so Rabbi Nechemia says to Rabbi Yehuda, im emes, if it's true, lama moshel. So what do you mean it's a moshel? V'imoshel, and if it's only a moshel, lana emes, right? Miman of shach, which is it? So ella be'emes moshel haya. He says, no, it really was a moshel. Rabbi Eliezer, Benosha, Rabbi Yossi, Haglili, Oymer, Mesim Shechia, Yechezkel, Olu, Eretz Yisrael. So the Mesim that Yechezkel brought back to life went to live in Eretz Yisrael. Venosu, Noshim, Beholidu, Bonim, Vonos. And they got married and they had children. Omer, Rabbi Yoshua, Yehuda ben Besero, Al Raglav, Omer. Rabbi Yehuda ben Besero stood up on his feet and said, Ani b'nei v'nehem, I am one of their descendants. V'halala tefillin sheiniachli avi abba mehem. And these are my tefillin that my father's father gave over to me from them, from those who had the tchias mesim from Yechezkel. Uma ninu mesim shechiyah Yechezkel. So, who were these people? In other words, we know where they went afterwards, but now the Gemara is asking a step before that, who in fact were they? So, Amarav, Eli ben Ephraim, Shimon, Lekeitz, Vita'u. These were the children of Shevet Ephraim, who tried to calculate the Keitz when it was time to leave Mitzrayim, but they had a mistake. Rashi says, Vital Shalo Hailahem Limnois Gazevas the Avdum the Inu Oisam Ellen Shalom Yitzchak. Really the Bris Bein Hamisraim starts from the time that Yitzchak was born, the Haksiv Kigeriya Zarecha, Ze Yitzchak, the Sleek of Yitzchak Yikarabcho Zera. The Heimonu Mishas Hadibur La Avraham, right? So they counted it earlier, and therefore since they were too early, it was a preemptive move, therefore they were the ones who were killed. So Neymar, Uvnei Ephraim, Shusalach, Uvered, Beno, Tachas, Beno, Ve'el Odo, Beno, Ve'sachas, Beno, Ve'zoved, Beno, Ve'shuselach, Beno, Ve'ezer, Ve'el Azar, Ve'el Od, okay, Ve'har, V'har ragum anshe gas noladim ba'aretz. So these were people were killed. Dechsiv v'yisabel Ephraim avihem yomim rabim v'yavo echav l'nachamon. So Ephraim was mourning for them, and then the brothers came to b'menachim him. Ushmul Omar, right? Again, different now pshat is to, that was Rav's pshat. Now Shmuel says about the people who Yechezkel brought back to life, Eli b'nei Adam shekofru b'tchias ha-meisim. These were the people who denied tchias ha-meisim. Shnemar v'yomer Eli, Eli, ben Adam ha-tzomos ha-eile kol beis Yisrael heima heina omrim Yavshu atzmoseyim va'avdu sigboseinu nigzarnu lanu. Right? So these people who had given up all hope for Tchias HaMesim, ironically, they were the ones who received the Tchias HaMesim. Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba Omar, third pshat, Eile b'nei Adam she'ein behem lachluchis shel mitzvah. These are people who didn't have any lachluchis, any moisture of a mitzvah. She'ne'mar ha'atzamos ha'yaveshos shimu dvar Hashem. These dried bones, so even in a lifetime, they're compared to be like dried bones. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Omar, Eile b'nei Adam she'chifu es ha'hecha kulo shkotzim v'ramoshim. So the fourth pshat, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha says he's the ones who put shkatzim ramasim up in the base of Megdash. Ne'emar v'avo v'ereh v'hine kol tavnis remes v'hema sheketz v'chol gilulei base Yisroel mechukeh al hakir soviv. K'siv hasam v'hevirani aleihem soviv soviv. So the idea of being around, right, is that the two types of people. So you had four different shot. I mean, Rav, Shmuel, Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba, and Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. So why, of all these people, like, why did they get it? You know, it's... They're doing terrible avarice, these people. So they didn't have any mitzvahs whatsoever. So the Meforshim explained that, no, to show that's the whole point, to show that everybody is going to get Techiyas HaMeisim V'Harai, even these people like who didn't believe in it will get the privilege of being brought back. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Elu Meisim Shebebikat Dura. These were the Meisim from the Dura by Daniel. Sefer Daniel, where there's the case of the Morgan Court right now. Va'omer Rabbi Yochanan Minahar Eshel Ad Rabbas Bikas Dura. Right, these were from the Eshel until the valley. Shebisha Shehegla Nevuchadnezzar Harasha Es Yisrael Hay Behem Bechurim She'ein Menagin. Shehayu Menagin, I'm sorry, es Hachama Beyofion. There were such handsome people, they overshadowed the sun in their Yofi with their beauty. Vahaya Kastios Rois Osan, Veshoif Ois Zvus. Zavos, I'm sorry, they would, the women, these Chaldi women would look at them and have such a taiva for them, so they would become Zavos. Omru levaleihin, so they told their husbands about what was happening. Uvaleihin lemelech, and then their husbands went ahead and said this to the melech. Satziva hamelech laharogum. So then the melech killed them, killed these, these beautiful young men. Vadayin hayeshoifos zavos. That didn't help it. Even though they were dead, they were still attractive. So the women still were becoming zavo. Setziva hamelech rumasim. So therefore, the melech ordered that they be trampled, so that you couldn't even discern the form of them anymore. Satan rabbanim. When Nebuchadnezzar threw them into the Kirshan Eish, Amlo HaKadosh Baruch Li Cheskel, Leich V'Hachayei Meisim B'Bikas Dura. So this was happening simultaneously in Cheskel's Nebuah. Kevin Chechi, Oson, once Yecheskel brought them back, Bo Atzamos V'Tap Chulo L'Oysa Rosh Alponov. So the bones came back and hit Nebuchadnezzar. Omer, Ma Tivon Shel Elu. What's the nature of these? So Omer Lole said, Chavrehen Shel Elu Mechayim Meisim B'Bikadura. The Chavir of these, I mean, Chanan Mishon Azaria, their Chavir is Yecheskel, is bringing the dead back to life in Bikasdura. Pasach V'Omer. So then, when this happened, Nebuchadnezzar said, "Asochi kaman Rav Ravin, how great are his signs, his wonders? V'sim hoichi kama takifin, he's so powerful. Malchusei malchus alam v'shaltani imdar v'dar, and his kingdom will last, his rulership will last for every generation." So Amr Yitzchak, Yutzak zahav roseach l'soich piv shel oisa rasha. You should pour melted down gold into the mouth of that Rasha. Right? So they wanted to kill him, but like because he was a Malchus, they wanted to do it in like a, you know, with gold. Because if the Malach hadn't come and stopped him from continuing Nebuchadnezzar from saying all these things, he would have overshadowed all of the Shiros v'Sishbachos that David HaMelech had said. So what exactly is going on over here? So the Be'uri Chassidus quotes from the Kedushas Levi in Parshas Noach, coming up soon. So he says, what does this mean? Bikish Leganos Bema. So all he explains like this, that the Kedushas Levi says that Tzaddikim, their whole word is to change over Midas Hadin to Midas Harachamim. And Nebuchadnezzar realized that if he could overturn that, that he was the one who destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. So he thought that the Tzaddikim were going to be able to overturn that, right? V'ulai ha-Tzaddikim yehafchu Midas Hadin l'rachmim u'Beis HaMikdash yivneh shuv kimikedem. So Nebuchadnezzar thought that the Tzaddikim could overturn this and bring back the Beis HaMikdash. That's why, with a chokhma, Nebuchadnezzar said over these Siros v'Sishbachos, Bikish Leganos Hefich Ratzonu Shel David HaMelech Olam Hashem B'Sifro Ratzon Yireav Yaseh, that he was going to flip over and change what David HaMelech had tried to do. Okay, Tan Rabbanan.